On today's Creation Moment, we turn our attention to coal. Though many people despise it nowadays, coal is both a God-given resource and strong evidence for a worldwide flood. Here to tell you more is our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
Wouldn't it be marvelous if God had given us a material from which we could extract energy? The material could be solid, so its energy content would be concentrated, and it could be mostly carbon, so that when we burned it, the most common product of combustion would be safe, non-poisonous carbon dioxide. Perhaps it could contain small amounts of other useful materials, which we could easily extract for multiple purposes while burning it, to prevent these materials polluting the air. And the material could exist in large quantities underground, even in areas of the world where other natural resources are few. God has given us such a material. It's called coal. It's very possible that a lot of the Earth's coal was formed during the worldwide flood. It's popular to despise coal today. It's true that smoke and sulfur dioxide are pollutants, but today they can easily be removed. Meanwhile, we have frequently explained in these creation moments that carbon dioxide is actually beneficial for plant life and is not causing the problems ascribed to it by certain climate alarmists. Moreover, large deposits of coal are being found in developing countries, which could lift their populations out of poverty with the utilization of this God-given resource. Let's not overlook the resources that God has given us in our pursuit of other alternatives. Such resources are for our blessing, and it's ungrateful for humanity to ignore them.
Have you downloaded our free Creation Moments app yet? It's available now for all Android and Apple mobile devices. Listen to our archive of radio broadcasts anytime you like. Download the app today by visiting creationmoments.com and clicking the large photo of phones and tablets.